Would you go to the book of Jude, please? In verse 14. Is everybody there? Chapter 99. If you found it, I want to know. Verse 14, it says, Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So they're not going to get away with it. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust. And they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And again, he was warning us that there would be mockers in the last days. There will be those who are proclaiming to be Christians, but they are not born again. Does everybody understand? They're not born again of the Spirit. There's a difference, and I'm not going to get into all that today. But in this place, he's saying, look, there's something important that you must do. You must keep the faith. Build your faith up. One of the things he talked about was praying in tongues to build your faith up. And I'm not going to get into about the gifts of the Spirit. It's available for everyone who seeks. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find. That means you press in. As we were worshiping and we were praising, one of the things the Lord said to me says, you're burning through. You're burning through. See, there's a sound of faith. The Bible talks about faith. Faith without works is dead. In other words, faith without activation. Everyone must activate your faith. Without activation of faith, there is no faith. There is an activation that is established. And it's called the sound of faith. We activate our faith when we praise and worship. One of the things that faith, when it's activated because it brings spiritual sight, it burns through the physical into the spiritual. And too many times people's faith gets diluted, gets contaminated, gets watered down. They become religious and lose sight. They begin to walk according to carnality. They walk in the place of salvation, but not in the place of born again. Is everybody okay? In 1 Timothy chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, where it says, I believed, so I spoke. That's why I believed. The word tells us the word of God is like a two-edged sword, piercing. And what does it pierce? It pierces the physical into the spiritual. See, we must burn holes in the physical. We burn holes in the natural realm. Why? So you can see into the spiritual realm, because faith is spiritual sight. And when you're not seeing spiritually, that means you're not seeing things all the way through. Then you're relying on what you see physically, and you stay caught up in this realm. And the enemy slaps you around and uses you, discourages you, brings doubt and fear and unbelief. And he keeps you in a place where your faith is not being built, it's being destroyed. One of the things he wants to do is dismantle your faith. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but I am delayed. I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. In other words, he burned through the physical realm from the spirit realm. Does everybody got it? That's why the veil was ripped. It was a burn through. He was justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from that faith, that vision, that place where you see spiritually. Giving heed to doctrines, deceiving spirits in what? Doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, there's something about fear that disqualifies your faith. I had this, when the Spirit began to share with me about fear, and it kind of blew me away in that area. And we'll go to that scripture, but the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Why? Because the spirit of fear is the sword of the serpent. And I'm going to say that again. The spirit of fear is the sword of the serpent. You know, he has weapons too. Satan's greatest weapon is fear. Why? Because the spirit of fear is the sword of the serpent. We have the sword of the spirit, which is God's word. Why? Because his word is creative. The serpent's words are destructive. Hallelujah. So many will depart from the faith, spiritual sight, not putting their trust on his faithfulness. They'll begin to rely more on the physical than they will on the eternal. In Acts chapter 17, there's something going on, I want you to know. There's something happening right now. There's something occurring. There is a move of the Spirit that is happening so greatly right now. There are things that are being burned. There are things that are being pushed by the Spirit of God to open up ports, to bring glory, to bring revival. There is a preparation right now that I cannot explain, but I know that 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 you and I better get stinking ready quickly. There is a happening. And when he gave me this sound of faith, I had no idea what he was talking about. But I began to see the sound movement. And it was a movement. Why? Because faith, without activation, that means you're putting your faith in motion. You're putting your thoughts in motion. You're putting something in motion according to God's will and purpose. You are not stagnant where you can be killed. You are moving where you can't be caught. Acts 17 and verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." In other words, they had false gods, idols. "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'The Unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I want to proclaim to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of the heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek, in that word seek, there's a word, S-E-E, see. Seek is always associated with seeing. So that they should seek the Lord, or see the Lord. Does everybody get this? But there's something they got to do. They got to burn through the physical. In hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move. And have our being, as also some of your own prophets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, or something shaped by art and man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." All men everywhere, globally, to repent. because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." Again, Paul was grieved because of they were given over to idol worship. And they were worshiping an unknown God. But they were worshiping this unknown God just like another idol. There was no heart worship. It was just another idol. Why? Because there was no faith. None. In Luke 18, again, faith is movement. Faith without works. Faith without activation. Let me tell you what faith is. Not only do we consider it spiritual fight, but it's F-A-I-T. Forward activation into the heavenlies. Everyone say forward. Activation into the heavenlies. Why? Because you want to burn a hole through the physical. We don't go backwards. We go forward. Time is moving forward. It doesn't move backwards. Does everybody get it? In Luke 18:35, let's speak it together. Then it happened, as Jesus was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. Now, what was Jericho known as? What happened in Jericho? Anybody remember? The walls came down. Why? Why did the walls come down in Jericho? Because everybody was silent? No, because there was a sound of faith that what? Brought the walls down. Okay, so here's Jesus coming near Jericho. And there's a man there, right? A road, on the side of the road, he's begging. And hearing a multitude passing by him, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And what did he do? He cried out saying, "Son, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." What was he doing? He was releasing a sound of what? Faith. Then those who went before him warned him that he should be quiet. And he cried out all the more. Why? Because the physical was trying to prevent him from burning through and accessing. Why? Because he was blinded. And he cried out even more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." Why? He released the sound. He burned through the physical, and Jesus released his vision. Now he saw the Lord. Does everybody understand that? There's a sound of faith. The same thing, and that's why he was in Jericho. He was coming near Jericho. Remember, the walls came down. The blind man was releasing the sound of faith, which brought physical, which brought the burning through the physical. Is everybody okay? Forward activation into the heavenlies. Forward activation into the heavenlies. F-A-I-T-H. Colossians 3. Remember, many will fall from the faith. Many will depart from the faith. They will no longer rely on the things of the spirit. They will begin to rely on the things of the physical. If you notice sometimes that you open a door and wind shuts it or a certain thing, all of a sudden it's always trying to shut sometimes. You have to put something there to hold it open until it's time to close. Other than that, the door has dominion over you unless you have dominion over the door. Does that make any sense, anyone? Oh, hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3. Is everybody there? Verse 1. Let's speak it together. If then you were raised with Christ, do what? Seek. What's the word seek represent? See. See those things which are what? Above. Which where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So that means you're going to have to do something, isn't it? You're going to have to release the sound of faith. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. And how do you do that? The Bible says faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. So when you speak it, you hear it, don't you? Because why? Because what you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become. Set your mind on things above, not on the things of the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ, where? In God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him, where? In glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication. Why? Fornication will shut the door. Uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these anger. Why? Will that shut the door? Yes. Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Don't lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. So we see here that we are to seek those things above, heavenly things. So we're going to have to release the sound of faith to burn through the physical. Man, we should be burning through everything. You know, even Jesus said that he was coming to bring a fire. He wanted everything to burn up right away so everything could be done and over with and we could all be reunited in the Spirit. But he knew that there was a price that had to be paid. There was a process. He said, man, I want to bring that fire and I wish it was kindling even right now. But it wasn't God's time yet. Faith forward. Oh, hallelujah. It's forward activation into the heavenlies, burning a hole in the natural to see into the spiritual. Acts 14. You know, the Bible says that perilous times will come in the last days. In other words, imposters, things will get worse. Fights and battles will become more difficult. There'll be more pressing around us. News will be pretty disgusting. I mean, you go to the news, that's what you hear about more worse things, you know. Not only that, you don't even know if they're telling you the truth. Bunch of liars in every area, you know. And again, you'll have a witness within your spirit. My gosh, this doesn't make sense because it's not witnessing within your spirit of what's going on. And in Acts 14 and verse 19, then the Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered around him, what happened? He rose up. Yeah. Hello. And went into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to the city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. When they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. After they had passed through Phrygia, they came to Pamphylia. Now, when they had preached the word in Perga, they went to Attila. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work which they had completed. Now when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them, and that he had opened the door of faith. Ooh, to who? The Gentiles. So they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Why? Because the spiritual realm had opened. They were now bringing what, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, they were opening spiritual sight to those who were blinded. So everybody got it? In Romans chapter 1, the sound of faith. Man, people walking by here, hearing you praise and worship, and you know what they're hearing? The sound of faith. If they were to listen to the lyrics and the words, something would happen to them. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just live by faith, that which is spiritual sight, right? And that's produced by what? The sound of faith, because there's an activation going on. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened or hardened. In other words, the just live by forward activation into the heavenlies. The reason why we continue in battle and fight is because we know that this isn't our home. We fight. Why? Because we activate. And how do you fight? Not just stand there.
Hello?
You fight by with the word of God. You fight by praising and worshiping. You fight by calling down destructive fire. You fight, you battle. It is the fight of faith. Why? Because you're releasing the sound of faith, which all burns through the physical realm. And by burning through the physical realm, you're able to see spiritually. And you are able to be more specific in what you attack. Hallelujah. So we use the word of God. Your mouth. The word of God in your mouth is what's burning the hole in the physical realm. Why? Because those are words of creation. They are words of what? Creation. Ephesians chapter 6. In verse 16. 6:16. Would you read it with me? This is a part of the full armor of God, isn't it? And what does he say? Above all. That's the only part in the full armor of God that he says above all. Above all. Above all. Above all what? Taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the what? Wicked one. So the sound of faith not only penetrates, but it also protects. Why does it protect? Because when you decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, it becomes a shield. When you decree that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, it becomes a shield. Does everybody got it? When you decree, I am more than a conqueror, it becomes a what? A shield. So you have a shield of faith, and you have a sword of the Spirit which comes out of your mouth. There's no reason to lose. The problem is it's not being activated. The enemy comes with the sword of his spirit. It's called the spirit of what? Fear. And he cuts off faith. He disqualifies. He dismantles your faith. And that's what he's doing to many believers now. You know how many people are backslidden in the wrong place? Many. Oh, they have the form of godliness, but their spirit is in a backslidden state. Their soul has been overtaken by fear now. And they're relying on their works, not on Christ. Is everybody okay? Hebrews 4. You know, if you recall when, I believe it was the centurion that came to Jesus, and he said, and one of my servants is ill. And Jesus, well, I'll come to the house. He says, no, you don't need to come. He said, what do you mean? He says, I know that that's all you need to do is speak it, and my servant will be healed. And then he said, what great faith. He was impressed with his faith. Why? Because he knew. He had the sense. He knew that what came out of Jesus' mouth was a sword of the spirit. It would burn through the physical and open the spiritual, and there would be a healing or a miracle. What great faith. Something's going on. Something's happening. Hebrews 4 verse 1. Would you read it with me? Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being what? Mixed with faith. In those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest as he has said. So I swore in my wrath they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. there was not mixed with faith. In other words, there was not a desire to learn. If there's not a desire to learn, there's not a desire to see. It was not mixed with a desire to learn. You know, faith is a belief system in the doctrine of Christ also. It is a system of belief. So we speak because we believe. We don't lay hands on the sick because we don't believe. We're not gathered here because we don't believe. At least I hope. Amen? Why? Because these are not Bible studies. They're training sessions. We believe that the doctrine of Christ is sound. Now, we look at sound as being something solid. But I want to utilize that solid as a sound of faith, which is solid faith. So we take the doctrine of Christ, and when it is spoken, it brings spiritual sight by burning through the physical or the natural. Anything natural, it can burn through. And it says his word won't return void. In 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy 4. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 2. Let's speak it. Preach the word. Sometimes we need to preach it to ourselves. Sometimes you need to stand in a mirror and say, come out, you foul unclean spirit. You spirit of deception and delusion, loose me. Man, sometimes you just need to get in a mirror and see who's in there. Quit playing games. When you're struggling, you know it. Don't try to put it off on anyone else. Go, what's the Bible say? It says, go into your closet and shut the door. Go into your bathroom and shut the door. Take dominion, cast out those spirits, refresh yourself in the shower, praise the Lord, because you do a lot of singing in there. Then come out and be an asset instead of a debit. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure the doctrine of Christ. Why? It'll be mixed with New Age stuff. It'll be mixed with other religions. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will eventually go find a place that preaches what they want to hear instead of what preaches what exposes. For they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to what? Fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Man, let me tell you something. There should be a desire within me and you to share Christ with everyone. There should be that desire to speak the word of God, to battle through. There should be a desire for victory in every circumstance. In fact, failure is not an option. It's not an option. Sinning is not an option. There are mistakes. Amen. We all make mistakes. We say things we shouldn't sometimes. And, you know, we do things we shouldn't. And we break things we shouldn't. But that's why we repent, right? We get back in position again. We don't justify a reason. We don't blame our stupidity on someone else. And we don't wait on others. We follow Christ no matter who's coming or not. I'm going all the way whether my wife chooses to follow or my kids choose to follow or not. That's not my problem. I'm to be the example. Whether they choose to follow is up to them. That's all I can do is be the example. I can tell the truth. I can intercede for them. And hope heaven opens and a bunch of God's glory falls on them and kills them and wakes them up. Hello. That's all we can do is intercede. Why? Because see, when you intercede, what happens over a person, heaven begins, the physical realm begins to burn through and something begins to happen. So you keep interceding. Eventually something's going to happen. You pray over stuff. You do what you're supposed to do spiritually. You pray over stuff. You send them a letter. You buy them a gift. And you pray over it, and you pray over it, and you pray over it. When the Lord says release it, you release it. And you know that anointing is being transferred. Man, they touch it, and all of a sudden, boom! Oh, my God. It's like dynamite. Hallelujah. Where are we at now? time is at hand, right? That many will despise the sound of the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. They'll despise it. Even those who've been so-called Christians for many years, they'll begin to despise it. Why? Because they're not staying filled with God's presence. They're not keeping their faith activated. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. How do you stir up the gift of God? You praise and worship the Lord. You pray in tongues. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power and of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of fear is the sword of the serpent. It brings rejection, bitterness, confusion, lack of trust in God, self-reliance, no power. Why? Because faith is power. Faith is power. Forward activation into the heavenlies. We move in the power of the Spirit through what? Faith. As a man thinks, so he is. Your belief system, if it lines up according to the doctrine of Christ, will bring you vision. Flawed belief system brings flawed perception. So one of the things the enemy likes to do is steal what is truth, and replace it for compromise, for complacency. Replace it for promotion of your feelings. Oh, it's all about me. No, it's all about him. And when the enemy has succeeded in replacing it, your faith begins to be dismantled. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. There's no such thing as emotional faith. It has nothing to do with how you feel. I'm going to say that again. There's no such thing as emotional faith. Amen. Many people operate in emotional faith and have many disappointments. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Is everybody there? In verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Let's speak it. For though we walk in the flesh or the physical realm, we do not war according to the physical realm. Amen. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, but they are mighty in God and pulling down what? Strongholds. A stronghold is a memory lie. It's something that the enemy has exchanged. He's exchanged a truth for a lie. So what does it say? We're to be pulling these things down, aren't we? Casting down arguments. One of the major arguments you're going to have in the spirit realm is against the spirit of fear. You're to cast this down, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is according to the sword of the serpent. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and when ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So there is that place that you must fulfill. In other words, you're going to stir your faith up, aren't you? You're going to take dominion. You're going to activate your faith. Because you're what? You're going forward. Forward activation into the heavenlies. As you're speaking the word, you're burning through the physical. And as you burn through the physical, you see spiritually. And you'll know what's motivating you. You'll know what's manipulating you. You'll know what's pushing you. Oh, I'm not pushed. I get people telling me that, I'm not pushed. Man, I can see the Spirit pushing them. I'm just gently nudged. That's the Holy Spirit, right? No! The Spirit leads. He does not push at all. He leads. He always draws. Never pushes you. Never. Well, I was forced to. No, he don't force you to do nothing. He leads you. Now, I may force you to do something. But it doesn't mean I'm the devil, you know. I'm just trying to get you in the river. Hallelujah. Casting down the sword of the Spirit that promotes fear and doubt and blinds the people of truth. 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 9. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. First Corinthians 2, verse 9. Okay, good. Hallelujah. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. For what? They are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In other words, the mind of Christ is activated with the sound of faith. The mind of Christ is activated with the sound of faith. The mind of Christ is always promoting the sound of faith to keep activated. Forward activation into the heavenlies. And I'm going to close at Philippians 3. The sound of faith. Are you releasing the sound of faith? Verse 7. Let's speak this together. Is everybody there? Philippians 3, 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I what? I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. So we press forward. Forward activation into the heavenlies. The sound of faith. Amen? Amen? Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you for your word. We ask that this word be sealed by the Holy Spirit, covered by the blood, and protected by the anointing. That it not only penetrate our spirit, soul, and body, but bring healing to our body, activating the mind of Christ, the will of Christ, the heart of Christ, and promoting the sound of faith that will come forth out of our mouth, burning the physical so that the spiritual may be seen from this day forward in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.